Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up what I was covering in the last hour, the modern history of the martial law control grid being put into place. Talking about Marines being trained to confiscate your guns along with the Army. During Hurricane Katrina, that was a laboratory experiment for martial law, National Guard units were ordered to confiscate guns belonging to New Orleans residents. As we first exposed in May of 2006, clergy response teams are being trained by the federal government and FEMA to quell dissent and pacify citizens to obey the government in the event of a declaration of martial law. Pastors and other religious representatives are being taught to become secret police enforcers, and it is secret till now, and to teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for the implementation of martial law. Property and firearm seizures, mass vaccinations programs, and forced relocation. Many scoffed at our original story, which was based on the testimony of a whistleblower who was asked to participate in the program. A pastor claims that the story was a conspiracy theory evaporated a year later when KSLA News and other news outlets now reported and confirmed the existence of the program. For martial law, by the way. Exactly as we told you, because we had the FEMA documents. Now, you think about how they sent feds to track down where this pastor faxed this stuff. And we were lazy. He told me he didn't care. Oh, it's fine. It's a little shop down here. He sent us hundreds of these things, and I said, well, don't you want us to get where this was faxed from off here? No, you don't need to Photoshop that. You know, just go ahead and... it's just so sick. The experiences of U.S. troops in the worst areas of Iraq, where soldiers are ordered to go door-to-door and arrest all men of military age, as well as confiscate their weapons, is a mere portend of what is being planned for America if these training programs ever come to fruition. And this is a massive gearing up of all of this, and now codifying into the defense appropriations for 2008-2009. Paul, this is such an important article. You need to go add it. I know you're doing a great job doing 10 people's job. We need to go add PDD 51 and all the rest of it. People will read this and think it's an exaggeration. Every claim is documented, and this article is actually, as scary as it is nothing. It's nothing. It took me an hour to just hit on a few facets that I have witnessed with my own eyeballs, and I have documents on all of it, or videotape. People were so freaked out in 1999, when Police State 2000 came out, that I got scores of emails, calls, saying, those aren't real Marines. And my friend Rick Linkletter, director, laughed. He said, this would cost me $25, $50, $100 million to make. Giant trip-carrying ships, hovercraft, scores and scores of helicopters and warrior fighting vehicles, thousands of troops. Oh, I forgot there were foreign troops there, too. Israeli, French, Dutch, British, Aussies. Then we have all the declassified documents, how they plan to use foreign troops as this thing deepens. In fact, pull up Shattered Union. It kind of follows along with this. We'll play that coming out of the next break. This is what they're conditioning the kids with the video games with. They want it all. They want it now. And they're eugenicists. They like to kill. Governments, on average, in fact, 99% of the time, are mass killers, mad dog killers in history. And I'm sorry to have to bring you this type of news. This is what I live with every day, knowing it's real, knowing it's true, knowing it's happening all around us, knowing that they want to set off a nuke or release a biological weapon and bring in martial law and use it as the cover to arrest hundreds of thousands of people who haven't gone along with them, but still hundreds of thousands more who own property. See, a lot of you think you're good old boys. You think you're part of the system. No. This is done so they can take your car dealerships, take your brokerage firms, take your yacht clubs, take your golf courses, take your wives. That's how tyranny works, is the whole system gets to feed on you. And all the minions who join up and serve it get culled from time to time as well, but they don't care. They get to take you into their dungeons and cut your fingers off and rip your teeth out and electrocute you and rape children and do all the things they like. This is just what a psychopath sets up. Psychopaths get control. They set up a wonderland, a black Sabbath of death.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deployed peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and the Second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Woman.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, raise your blades and dice in her eyes.
And just a touch.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers. Thunder and lightning in her thighs. We're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil pulls behind. We're gonna ride.
We're riding right now trying to save this country from certain enslavement. You can feel in your soul how serious it is. You know it's true.
Chase the sky forever with the woman and the stallion and the wind. And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again.
And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride, ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil pulled behind. We're gonna ride.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. That is the Highwayman. Silver Stallion. You know, that little video game promotion piece for Shattered Union, they are planning and training, going back to the 60s, to use foreign troops in different sectors of the country. That's declassified. They signed in 2002 public agreements to use Mexican troops in the United States, and they conditioned you with New Orleans, having them in Texas and, of course, in Louisiana and surrounding areas, Mississippi, as if the U.S. couldn't have soup kitchens out there. Dutch AWACS were used, British AWACS, just like they were on 9/11. And they have made every preparation to decapitate Congress. There's a lot of evidence that's what they're planning when they move with this martial law. You see, people ask why they haven't killed me. It's like deer hunting. The doe, the female, has figured out after generations, they're very intelligent, that the hunters aren't after them. And so they come out into the oak patch, they come out into the meadow, they come out in the opening first, then their fawn will come out and eat with them right at dawn, and then she'll run on across, and if it's cold weather and the buck's rutting, he won't be able to control himself even though he smells you, even though he feels you in his sixth sense, and he'll go ahead and bolt, he'll run. Now, a young stupid one will come right out, but you're not looking for that little rack. You're not looking for that little trophy. Now, the big one, he can't help himself. He wants her. He's going to come running full speed across those 50 yards, and you got to be waiting, knowing he's in the woods. You got to wait till he goes right in your field of view, and you got to squeeze the trigger. You think they're going to kill a little crooked four-point like me, a little nothing, a little scraggly two-year buck out there in the oat patch with the doe? No, they want them all. They want to take every buck in the forest. They want those stupid congressmen that have sold out to them. They want those senators. They want the billionaires. They want everybody that served them. That's what this is about. They don't want to scare people and kill me and have you look into the claims I've made. They want to take us all and take us fast. They've been lining up for decades, setting it all up, administration to administration. It makes the operations where they overthrew Iran and Guatemala and 100 other countries look tame. And while they've been setting all this up and these new industries of tyranny up, they have the federal funds that go to those industries go right directly into their own pockets. So they make trillions of dollars while they're at it setting this sucker up. They mean business. They're smart. They're evil. They're focused. You know, before the break, I talked about them cutting people's fingers off. I talked about them killing people, electrocuting them, raping their wives and children in front of them. That's the Army's own report out of Abu Ghraib. Another Army report admits 97% of those taken to the 30-plus camps in Iraq, and in some cases out of country for torture and third-party black sites, ghost sites, ghost detainees. They take them out and they torture them. And it's about creating cadres of men and women that will carry out the torture. It's about preparing. And I can't even mention on air with the Army report the other things it talks about. What they do with acid sexually. Yeah. Raping people with acid. Mm-hmm. You think that's in Saw 5 or whatever, Saw 4. You go see these movies like Hostel where the rich guys like to get the little girls and torture them, rip their eyeballs out. That's what they really do. It's been in the French press. And then the police shut down the investigations. You're dealing with the absolute pit of living hell. And I know this is one of the most hardcore broadcasts I've done. It's because that's the type of evil that the globalists, that the New World Order, that the Bush administration is doing. Remember in 2001, 2002 when they thought they had you sold on all this? Remember how they got on the news and admitted the torture? And first they tell you they're only listening to bin Laden's phone calls, and then it's al-Qaeda's phone calls, and then it's just terrorist suspects' phone calls, and then it's all criminals' phone calls, and then it's, yeah, we're listening to all your cell phones and tracking everybody with AI keyword computers. In the stretch of just 2 years, they now admit it all. They're just flaunting it. They're now engaging it. They're now quadrupling every year the funding for it. All of this is now in play. The juggernaut that they built, this mechanized, thousand-turreted killing machine with spiked treads greased with the blood of humanity, drunk on the blood of the saints, running off the blood of good people, is now fired up its engine. It's running on all billion cylinders, and it's starting to roll. Starting to roll at our gates. And their enemies are within our gates, and they're lowering the drawbridge, welcoming their God in. And I see it straight on. I look right into its eyes. I know what it is. Believe me, I take no pleasure in having to face it down. I take no pleasure in having to commit to fight it. I take no pleasure and enjoyment having to engage it. But I am committed, and I will give every bit of the strength I have and every bit of the strength the Creator gives me to have the fortitude and the courage and the strength and the wisdom to do the best job I can in resistance to this system. I was put on earth for a reason. Every single one of you were put on earth for a reason. We're only here once. And you got to serve somebody. Just like Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson say, you got to serve somebody. You may be a baker, you may be a banker, but you got to serve somebody. Let's come back in with that. Jesse Benton wants to pop in with some election news that's coming up later than we are scheduled to have a really big guest. Coming up. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. InfoWars.com has been redesigned. Hope you enjoy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito.
You know, I love y'all, and I love illegal aliens. They're good people. They're just being used as a tool by the New World Order to bring down the Republic, to bring forward unimaginable suffering. And the Rex 84 plan said they plan to put a lot of them in camps first, so the public is sold on camps. I've even been on national Spanish radio here in the U.S. and Mexico covering that before, so they're pretty smart, and in fact, more informed in many cases than Americans because they've been living under tyranny. I think this Bob Dylan song says it all. We're going to play part of it, come back and get into more news. Stay with us.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe it's rock and roll and dancing on the stage. Money plus at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper, it may be a young turk, may be the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe you're a construction worker, working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns, and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yeah, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side.
Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
March.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Jesse Benton's going to be popping in at the end of this segment. He wanted to give you an update. Must be important. Rarely does the campaign contact us. Well, that's not true, but normally we contact them. Also, I've got a bunch of other news I want to hit on. We are scheduled. I just confirmed again with them. They got to wake our guest up, though, to come on the show coming up. Surprise guest, going to be a big deal. That's coming up in about 25 minutes, so definitely want to stay tuned with us here. A couple of great sponsors that I know you probably know about, but you haven't. Some of you might not have contacted them. You should. Innerfood, E-N-E-R-food.com. They have their original green food, the best stuff I've found out there, just 20 superfoods. Spirulina, dulse, kelp, barley grass, so many other things. A two-year shelf life. It's unpasteurized, so it keeps all its nutritive value. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, reduced food cravings, mental clarity, healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, immune system support, so much more. Innerfood.com, or go to Infowars.com, click on the banner, and that takes you to the special subpage, the Alex Jones Innerfood subpage, where you get an automatic 10% off, and then you order in bulk, you get a 20% on top of that, or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you and get a discount. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Also, there's eFoods Direct until the 11th. On the 12th, the food prices go up. And they're going to have to hold it there. They push it a few more days. But when they run out of the food that they bought in the last few months that has been freeze-dried and canned, it stores very well, more than 10 years, And climate control can last 30, but they just say 10 to be safe. Storage very well, your supply of food for your family, whoever. It's just good to have it with the inflation, the recession, the all of it that's going on. It's just it's insurance you can eat. You need to give them a call. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. You can't miss their huge banners at the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Again, great folks. Give them a call. It's where I've gotten my food, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I got into all of the martial law news. So we've gone over that information now for you. Here is some of the other news now that we have not detailed yet while we're waiting for Benton to call in the next 10 minutes. CNN is acting like they've broken some huge report. They're talking about the 9/11 Commission being compromised. And they wouldn't be reporting on this, their Defense Department run, unless they're going to try to act like they're going to do some new investigation and then whitewash that even further and say, okay, the government screwed up. Book, head of 9/11 panel, has friends in White House. AP. The September 11th Commission's executive director has closer ties to the White House than publicly disclosed and tried to influence the final report in ways that the staff often perceived as limiting the Bush administration's responsibility, a new book says. Again, that's meant to make it sound like they were actually a real commission. Bush appointed the head of the Democrat and Republican side of it. It was all Bush appointed. He tried to have Henry Kissinger as the first head. So this is him acting like it was a real commission. This is trying to shore up that commission. Philip Zelikow, who you've heard about here a million times, Philip Zelikow, a friend of then-National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, spoke with her several times during the 20-month investigation. He's a former White House guy. He's involved in all sorts of black ops that closely examined her role in assessing the al-Qaeda threat. Remember her lying and saying never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings? And the memo said exactly that. He also exchanged frequent calls with the White House, including at least four with Karl Rove, Bush's chief political advisor at the time. The commission's executive director once tried to push through wording in a draft report that suggested a greater tie between al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and Iraq in line with the White House claims, but not with the commission staff viewpoint, according to Philip Shindon's The Commission, the Uncensored History of the 9/11 Investigation. Shindon, a New York Times reporter, same folks, the same paper that tells you about aluminum tubes and yellow cake, says Zelikow sought to intimidate staff to avoid damaging findings from President Bush, who at the time was running for re-election, said Rice. Zelikow said Rice had written a book together in 95, and he would later work for her at the commission, finish its job, and she became Secretary of State in 2005. The Associated Press obtained an audio version of Shindon's book, which is to go on sale tomorrow, and we'll try to get this guy on. But, I mean, the point is, we now need to use this to point out the whole thing was a fraud. They wouldn't believe us when we had all the documents and the facts, but now you can show this to people. Even though it's a whitewash, it's certainly useful to get the truth out. Okay, you know, it sounds good to have socialized health care, doesn't it? You know, help everybody. We're just going to take care of everybody. The problem is a bunch of eugenicists and control freaks run the government, run the CDC, run the World Health Organization. And now in England, where they've done this, they're saying, once the government controls it, we're just not going to give old people care. Or if you're overweight, or if you ever smoked cigarettes, or you ever drank. And then now, Mississippi's coming out saying they want to pass a law where if you look like you're overweight, they won't let you in the building. And if you demand it, this is under restaurant licensing. All the rest, you know, it sounds good. Hey, make sure the restaurant's clean. Make sure they don't serve Jack Daniels to 12-year-olds. But see, once they have that power, that precedent set, then they say, oh, we're not going to feed, we're not going to give service to people that are overweight. Now, that's the bill. It's mainstream news. There's similar things going on, thousands of things along those lines. And they're CPSing people's kids in public school. They say you have 1 year to lose weight, and they set the bar really high. You got to be really skinny. Or then the CPS starts looking into taking you from your parents, and they can use some example of a 10-year-old who weighs 400 pounds. You know, sounds good, but it's for control. It's like, oh, we don't want to have light bulbs that burn out in a month or 6 months. We're going to have light bulbs that burn out in 8 years. Doesn't matter if they're toxic waste. Sounds reasonable. They set the precedent. Very sophisticated three-dimensional thinking and propaganda. Or, oh, we want to take power in California. The government's going to, by law, they're on the verge of passing the bill. It has a lot of sponsors. A radio transmitter in your thermostat. You want to sell it in California? They set the standards for the rest of the country on emissions, you name it, even more than New York now. and then nationwide, oh, because the company's going to have to put a little remote control transmitter to be controlled by the power pole in the California systems. Why not in yours? Just like guns, where it'll individually stamp on each casing the gun it was fired from. Now that's going to go in nationwide because California did it. Again, sounds good. Oh, let's stop people overusing their thermostats, and then it'll be your sprinklers and everything else. The total nanny state coming into position now. And this is just the beginning. Remember, one-child policy in China started as a fine for more than one child. A couple years later, an even bigger fine. And by 1981, they would take your child. They would kill your child. They would imprison you. They would kill you. They'd drown the babies right in buckets of water in front of their parents. Now they just take them and they disappear. They're used for medical experiments. Hellish stuff going on in China. But our government doesn't say they're bad anymore. You notice that? China's good. They get the Olympics. But I guess Hitler got the Olympics, so it's okay. According to their twisted logic, you can be as evil as you want to be. It doesn't matter. The State Department 8 years ago would criticize China for forced organ harvest, killing political dissidents. 2 years ago, they put out a report saying it's fake. None of it's happening. Doesn't matter if the Chinese government advertises, and it's all over the news. State Department's now an agent of total wickedness. They're engaged in organ harvesting in Iraq and Afghanistan, flying those out. They've been caught doing that. Just every ghoulish, macabre evil. It's as if hell itself was opened up and released. Speaking of socialist control, Clinton health plan may mean tapping pay, AP, by Charles Babington. Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton said Sunday she might be willing to garnish the wages of workers who refuse to buy health insurance to achieve coverage for all Americans. The New York senator has criticized presidential rival Barack Obama for pushing a health plan that would not require universal coverage. See, universal coverage means they're going to take that money forcibly, a whole new tax system. Clinton has not always specified the enforcement measures she would embrace, but now she said that it would be going after wages. Quote, automatic enrollment. This week she said, I think there are a number of mechanisms that are possible, including going after people's wages, automatic enrollment. See, and then you got to have automatic transfer because we can't let you have your own cash because you might spend it on your own. And see, with the new national sales tax, they have phony conservatives pushing. Now you'll have to scan it because it's going to be graduated. You go, well, that's not what Neil Bortz says. He says it'll be this way. It isn't going to be what he's calling for. I've been saying this for 10 years. You see it all happening? You're starting to get an idea of how big all of this is? And there are a lot of other facets to this as well. There's so many instances, so many examples. But we know in Canada, we know in England, we know in New Zealand, where they have these systems in place now, they're just telling old people, hey, you don't deserve that surgery, you're old. See, first it's, oh, you're overweight, oh, you drink, oh, you shouldn't get a liver. Sounds reasonable. Then, oh, you're old, you're not going to get it. Oh, and now you can't say mom and dad in school, the teachers, the students, whoever, because it's hurtful. See, now regular, normal words. You know, first it was, well, let's ban and arrest somebody if they say the N-word. Sounds reasonable, that's hurtful. But wait, we said that's free speech, though. You take that, you take it all. See, now it's happening. They arrest you in England if you say any racial slur or sexual slur, including the word homosexual. Whether you're for that or against it isn't the issue. The point is now you're arrested for that. They arrested a BBC reporter, others, big public events, because they say the word homosexual, heterosexual, homosexual. That's just a scientific term. Like saying Caucasian, Asian. Nope, don't say that because it hurts people. They get scared by scientific-sounding terms. That sounds like Idiocracy, where if you know a big word, they arrest you. A great Mike Judge movie. That, by the way, got suppressed. We need to get Judge on. I know he's a fan, and I've talked to him. I need to call and get his number. Get him on. That's a great film. That's an interesting message. These are just some of the issues that we're dealing with. And everybody out there got really upset Wednesday, Thursday, Friday when three huge cables in deep ocean areas were accidentally cut. And there's hundreds of these cables in the Med, in the Persian Gulf, surrounding areas. But magically, these cables got cut going into two countries. Iran, and guess who else? Egypt. We're about to do a peace deal together after decades of being in each other's throats. Three internet cables slash in a week. Has Iran lost all internet connectivity? Middle East internet blackouts spur geopolitical suspicions. There's no suspicions. Cables hundreds and in one case thousands of miles away, going to key countries, magically all cut. Bloggers say big event could be right around the corner. Iran completely cut off. Unprecedented mass internet outages throughout the Middle East and Asia after two. After no less than four, it's now four, underseas internet cables were cut without explanation, are spurring suspicions that a major event of geopolitical proportions may be just around the corner. Oh, and it just keeps cutting cables, cutting cables, cutting cables. According to InternetTraffic.com, Iran has been completely cut off from the internet, though Mohammed Ahmadinejad's blog can still be accessed. And that weirdo called for world government last week. Again, it's just all these government heads. They just want global power. They're all fighting over who's going to get it. But and then the CNN and Fox say there's no move towards a global government. You know, Benton called us and wanted to pop in with a Super Tuesday report. But we're going to go to break. When we come back, we got other stuff we got to do. Do you have him yet? We may have to schedule him. I know tomorrow's Super Tuesday. And I know he gets caught up in time zones and stuff, but... We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I wanted to get more than a five-minute report from him. He wanted to come on in the third hour, but we can't do that because we have a guest. But, yeah, big Super Tuesday coming up. Big deal. Very, very big deal, and we'll see what happens. Some are saying Ron Paul could take Washington State. Some people are saying, I mean, he just got third place, a close third place in Maine. He's a major contender. And if he got fair media coverage, I don't have to tell you that he'd be the man, or there wasn't fraud in all these states where he got first place in Louisiana, and they just said he got second place, or he got second place in Nevada, and they said he didn't get any place. But it's now our job to expose that and show the dumbed-down public. They're not even so much dumbed-down. They are from the fluoride and things, as they are super experts on football, super experts on how that's the manly thing to do. But they don't, and it'd be fine if they knew about football, but also knew about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But they don't know about both. They're not aware of both, and they need to be. You know, we have redesigned Infowars.com. It's going to have your own MySpace-style accounts by the end of the week. Right now we're just testing bandwidth and servers. You can post in all the stories, and you have your own blogs. A lot of those functions are already there. At the new Infowars.com, there's still some of the old pages. We're replacing those. Archived news stories will still be there in the old format, but all the main subpages, the listen page and the video page and the police state page, there's over 50 or 60 of them that Kurt has looked at that he's redesigning and just transferring the data over into the blog format. I just want to say Kurt Nimmo has done in the 6-7 months he's been with us just an out-of-this-world job. And on the other website, so has Paul Watson, so has Steve Watson, so has Aaron Dykes, everybody in this team. We just get better and better at delivering information to you. We're still not perfect, far from it, but you, the listeners, also. The PrisonPlanet.com forum, all the tips and news and info I get there. The MySpace account, all the news and tips and videos, all the things just spreading exponentially, and I just love interfacing with all of you out there, but the Infowars.com has been redesigned. And I hope that everybody will get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement and make copies of it and get it out to people. That is so essential right now. It is of the utmost importance that every single person out there who we can reach sees Endgame. And that's why Endgame, that proves there's a global government, proves their master plan, how they want to reduce world population forcibly, that's why it's for free on Google Video. It's not very high quality, but it's free there. And I hope for those of you that have seen it and know it's powerful, I hope you'll email it out and get it out to people. That's really the big goal here. Please don't stand idly by. This film needs to be seen. It gives people a wide spectrum overview. So many films I've made and films others have made focus in on certain sectors, 9/11, government-sponsored terror, the police state, corruption, the New World Order, its history. This does it all. Police state, New World Order, the regional models, their background, their history, their eugenics. It covers it all. And I hope it's such an important film, you will get the DVD at InfoWars.com or JonesReport.com. You'll go through the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. And I hope you will get the film on DVD and burn copies of it. That's the highest quality way to do it. It looks so good. You can also download it in super high quality. I see Paul hasn't taken the special down yet at PrisonPlanet.tv for 5 months free. It was supposed to end in January. That's fine. He's very busy, but that's going to be down the next day or two. I'm going to call him today and tell him to take it down tomorrow. So this is your chance to get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv and download it or stream it in ultra high quality. It's almost DVD quality. And then make copies of it and get it out to everybody. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of 4. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Fourth quarter FEC reports that from the last 3 months of 2007, Ron Paul receives more military donations than all other Republicans combined. According to newly released FEC reports, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul has received more military donations than any other 3 remaining Republican candidates combined. The latest numbers make it clear that troops support Ron Paul, said Ron Paul campaign manager Kent Snyder. Dr. Paul has worked his entire career for veterans and has many awards and endorsements due to his dedication to their cause. But when you go to the national media, you always, and the other candidates will attack him and go, the troops don't like you. Remember McCain and others? How dare you be against the war? How dare you? They are really angry with you, but 70-plus percent say they want out instantly. They want the war over a year and a half ago, and that number's gone up to 75%. Polls were at 71. So you've got less than 30% of the troops who like the war. But you wouldn't know that if you watched the Super Bowl last night. It was like a huge advertisement for the war. A gigantic advertisement for the war. We'll be talking about the war coming up in the next hour. We're talking about a bunch of other really important issues. And I have to say that the fight we've waged, the people we've woken up over the years, and we're just accelerating our actions. It's just getting better and better. And I just thank God, the good Lord above, for the effect we've had and how many people we've been able to wake up. It's just been absolutely amazing. We'll be right back after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely, she was the queen of our nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control. There was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it would never end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running. I found myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home. I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worrying about paying or how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time, breaking all the rules I could bend. I began to find myself searching, searching for shelter again and again. Against the wind, we were running.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.